नमोते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Text 77. Maya Shasaksa Baba Padma. Okay. Maya Shasaksa Baba Padma Yad Divi. Rupandiyavastu tayopavarnitam. Monena bhaktyopasamena pujita. Prasidatam esa sasattvatam pati. Nayasya saksad bhava padma yadivi rupam diyavastu tayopa varnitam monena bhaktyopasamena pujita prasidatam esa sasat Patam pati Nayasya saksat bhava padma yadivi Rupandiya vastu tayopavarnitam Monena bhaktyopasamena pujita Prasidatam esa sasattvatam pati. Rupandiya vastu tayopavarnitam. Munena vaktyo basamena pujita prasidatam esa sasattva dampati nayasya saksad bhava padma yadivi rupandiya vastu tayopavarnitam Munena vaktyo pasamena pujita prasidatam esa sasattva dampati nayasya saksad bhava padma yadivi rupandiya vastu tayopavarnitam Monena vaktyo pasamena pujita prasidatam esa sasattva dampati nayasya saksad bhava padma yadivi rupandiya vastu tayopavarnitam Monena vaktyo pasamena pujito prasidatam esa sasattva dampati Vaishnavis Nayasya saksad bhava padma yadivi Rupandiya vastu tayopavarnitam Munena vaktyo pasamena pujito prasidatam esasa satvadam padi nayasya saksad mavapadma yadivi rupam diyavastu tayo pavarnitam Munena vaktyo pasamena bujito prasidatam esa satvadam padi ayasya saksad bhava padmaya divi rupandi yavastu tayo pavarnitam Munena vaktyo pasamena bujito prasidatam esa sasatvadam padim nayasya saksad bhava padmaya divi rupam diya vastu tayo pavarnitam Munena vaktyo pasamena bujita prasida tanesa satvatan padi na not yasya ohum Lord Sri Krishna saksat directly bhava by Lord Shiva Padmaya Adivi, Lord Brahma and others. Rupam, the form. Diya, by meditation. Vastutaya, factually. Upavarnitam, could be explained. Monena, by silence. Bhaktya, by devotional service. Upasamena, by finishing all material activities. Pujita, one who is so worshipped. Prasidatam, may be pleased with us. Esa, this. Sa, the same personality of Godhead. Satvatam, or the devotees. Pati, who is the maintainer, master, and guide. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Present here now is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose true form cannot be understood even by such great personalities as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. He is realized by devotees because of their unflinching surrender. May that same Personality of Godhead, who is the maintainer of His devotees and who is worshipped by silence, by devotional service and by cessation of material activities, be pleased with us. Translation, please repeat. Present here now is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose true form cannot be understood even by such great personalities as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. He is relied by devotees because of their unflinching surrender. May that same Personality of Godhead, who is the maintainer of His devotees, and who is worshipped by silence, by devotional service, and by cessation of material activities, be pleased with us. Purport. Lord Krishna is not properly understood even by such exalted personalities as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. What to speak of ordinary men? But by his causeless mercy, he bestows the benediction of devotional upon his devotees who can thus understand Krishna as he is. Bhaktya mahama vijanati yavan yaschasmi tattvataha. No one within this universe can understand Krishna in truth, but if one engages in devotional service, one can understand him perfectly well. This is also confirmed by the Lord in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 7:1. Maya saktamana partha yogam yunyan madasraya asamsayam samagramam yatta nyasyasi tatsrinu. Now, hear, O son of Prita, Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Lord Krishna himself teaches us how one can understand him perfectly well, without a doubt. Not only the Pandavas, but everyone who sincerely accepts the instructions of Krishna can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is. After instructing Yudhishthira Maharaj, Narada Muni prays for the Lord's blessing that he be pleased with everyone and that everyone becomes perfect in God consciousness and returns home back to Godhead. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Gaur Govinda Swami Iti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyade Satarine. Mukam karoti vachalam pangun langayate giri yat kripata maham bande sri gurum dinatarinam. So, this is a beautiful chapter describing the glories of the dear devotees of Krishna. And in previous verses it was mentioned that how fortunate the Pandavas were, because Krishna was living in the home of, in the same home as a friend, as a messenger, as a charioteer in the house of the Pandavas. And not only that, but it's also mentioned that many great personalities, great sages were coming and visiting. So how fortunate they were. And here Srila Prabhupada mentions something as, he says, not only the Pandavas, but everyone who sincerely accepts the instruction of Krishna can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is. So, I was just considering this point of Krishna being present in the house of the Pandavas. And, you know, sometimes we, like me, or people in a neophyte condition like me, thinks, wow, if I could have been there 5,000 years ago where the Pandavas were, wow, it would be like so perfect. I could have been right there next to Krishna. Or you can say, well, 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and, God, I missed it. I should have been there. Or you can even say, Srila Prabhupada was here a few years ago and, God, I missed it. You know, which is actually true. It's partially true. And then you said, you know, how fortunate I would have been, which is also true. But the other aspect is that Krishna is present right now. Srila Prabhupada is present. Everything is present here. It's just that our lack of vision, our lack of ignorance. So what is the relevance? You know, like we think, well, maybe, you know, it's just mythological stories. We read something about the Pandavas who were there. Good fortune for them, or those devotees who were there when Prabhupada was there, good fortune for them. No, we're also fortunate ourselves. We have the same fortune, provided that we follow the instructions of Krishna and his pure devotees. How is it that Krishna was so attracted that he wanted to be right there with the Pandavas? Because the Pandavas display so many wonderful qualities. And when we hear about King Yudhishthira, how gentle, how expert leader, how expert in everything. It is mentioned that one time, I don't know if it was in the Mahabharata, that he was sent to look and see if there's anyone who was better than him. Him and Duryodhana to go around the world and look who is better. He couldn't find anyone. And then, what is the about Duryodhana too? Do you have Malabhakta? Do you know how does it go? Duryodhana couldn't find anyone better than him. Exactly. And Yudhishthira couldn't find anyone. He helped himself like lower than anybody else. So anyway, so Krishna is attracted by that. You know, he's ready to be present in our lives. We are also, it is also mentioned that the sages and great personalities were coming to the home to see the Pandavas because Krishna was there. So also, what's the relevance for us? You know, it's like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we are visited every day with different great personalities like Sukadeva Goswami, Pariksit Maharaj, Maitreya Rishi, Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, Vamana Dev, all the incarnations, all the great personalities were right there. They're right here. And we can associate with it. We can get the valuable instructions about what? Bhakti. Bhakti Yoga. Other process of Karma Yoga, Jnana Kanda, Karma Kanda, they will not get us closer directly to Krishna, but Bhakti Yoga does. So the relevance is that, yes, we have to be... Now the question is, are we present? Krishna is present. He's right there. As Sisi Rumini Dwarkadish, Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadraji, Sisi Goranitai. But do we have the correct vision? Are we present? Or our mind is absent? Our mind can be far away. And then he's right there, but we're missing. Srila Prabhupada's instructions are there. Are we taking it? Are we present? So we have to be present ourselves, just as Krishna is present everywhere. He's ready to be captured. He likes to be captured, Prabhupada says. One time he says that this material existence is just like a hardwood, very difficult, like a hardwood. But an expert crafter, he can craft Krishna out of the material world. So we have to become so expert by reading descriptions, the scriptures of Krishna, and to be able to see Krishna, not just in the temple, but when we go outside. So the process of Bhakti Yoga is a very purifying process. It is recommended in Kali Yuga as the beginning of the process of Bhakti Yoga. Sukadeva Goswami said, as etavaneva lokesmin punsa dharma parasmrita Bhakti Yoga Bhagavati Tangnamagrahanadivi, that the highest religious principle in this age is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. That the beginning of devotional service is by chanting the holy name, and it is the highest one. There's no other one. Lord Chaitanya says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastieva, Nastieva Gatir Anyata. Now we're talking about presence. Is Krishna present in his holy name? Of course he is. Can we see it? Can we taste it? That's our misfortune sometimes, that we cannot. See, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recite a prayer where he says, Namna makari bahudani yasarva shakti tatrar pitani yamateshmaranane kala etadrisitava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdai vani hanisa Na Nuraga, says, my dear Lord, these names, you're present in your holy names. All your energies are invested in these names, like Krishna and Govinda. Millions of names are there of Krishna. But he said, there's no hard and fast rules to chant this holy name. But I'm so unfortunate. So that's our position. So the Krishna is present. Another, from the Padma Purana, it is also mentioned, Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Sudo Nityamukto Avitvang Namanamino, that Krishna is transcendentally blissful. Krishna is present right there, ready to give bliss to every single devotee. Krishna is complete in his name. He's the complete form of all the forms that can exist here. But we cannot perceive him. We cannot see him because of our lack of vision, because of our mind not being present. So this chanting of Hare Krishna is we have to pay attention to be present when we chant the holy name every day in the morning. We have a direct contact with Krishna. We have a personal darshan with Krishna. Just imagine, even here presently, in our practical experience, if you have an appointment with an important personality, let's say you go to Swabha's office and you need some darshan, some communication with him, and you're talking to him and then he's telling you something, but you're like going, looking around or doing something else. He said, well, this person is not interesting, he's wasting my time. He's like, so we're absent. So in order to perceive Krishna, we have to be present right there. So we have the dhiris, we have the prasadam, and the prasadam, Krishna is in the prasadam. So we have to be able to taste it, relish it, and honor it, because Krishna is present right there in his holy name and the prasadam. What to speak on the devotees, all the sadhus, when they come, do we greet them properly? Do we give the proper respect? Yes, Krishna is there too. Now, for the rest of the people, Krishna is there too. But we, devotees that we're training this, like Srila Prabhupada, he gave us all this. Prabhupada came and gave us full information about how Krishna is real, how Krishna is present. When he came here and he founded his International Society for Krishna Consciousness, someone suggested that he should be called International Society for God Consciousness. Prabhupada said, no, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Krishna is a person. You can relate to him. You can talk to him. So it's just a matter of like focusing and following the instructions of the Guru. Then we have the same fortune as the Pandavas. We're not lacking anything. And yeah, sometimes it's true also, let's say, you know, like Prabhupada, someone would say, well, I wish that I could have been initiated with Prabhupada. Of course. I was thinking like that too. I came to this temple like 1 year and a half after Prabhupada left. And I was like, for a moment, I was devastated. So I want to meet the big person, the top. And then I thought, well, I'm not that fortunate. I came late. But then I understood by reading the books that actually there's no difference. Prabhupada wants all these devotees, whoever was in charge, to spread Krishna consciousness and to assist him, to help him in his mission of pleasing Krishna. So then after that, I thought, oh, yeah, I will accept whatever is in my karma that, you know, that was made up to come maybe after. Prabhupada is present in his books. And that same, I don't know if it's the same night or the couple days after, my two or three first days that I arrived here, in a dream, Prabhupada appeared. He says, do not worry about anything. I will take care of you. And I go like, wow. And I thought, wow, this is, I feel like Prabhupada is real. And then so many other devotees at that time, okay, something happened, some turbulence happened, and the person who was in charge left. And devastation, many devotees were like leaving left and right, and I thought, oh my God, what's happening? And then the excuse were given is that if this person couldn't do it, I cannot do it. And I said, no, wait a minute. Prabhupada's there. Srila Prabhupada's there. Why are you concocting some nonsense? What you want, you just want to go and smoke pot again. You just want to go and smoke marijuana. That's what you want to do. Prabhupada is real. Prabhupada is here. His books are here. His tapes are here. his whole society says, are you ready to see Prabhupada? So we can, when we read these books, we're not lacking. We're associating with Narada Muni, with Sukadeva Goswami, with Maitreya Rishi, with everyone. You can enter into the pastimes. And as far as taste or the holy name, we should be begging for that. It's not just mythological to think that, oh, well, they say that if you chant Hare Krishna, you will get this or that. There are people, there were people who had that taste. And that was Namacharya Haridas Thakur. He was chanting 300,000 names a day. What to speak of other ones too. Like six Goswamis. Krishna, Kirtana, Gana, Nartana, Paro, Prema, Mrito, Navidhi, Dira, Dira, Jana, Priyo, Priyakaro. They were also always chanting Hare Krishna. They are our heroes. We follow them. Through them we can understand Krishna. Krishna is real. But are we ready to grasp it? Srila Rupa Goswami, in one of his verses, he says, Tunde tandavini ratim vitanute, tunda vali labdaye, tanda karna kroda kadambaye, katayate, karna budevi espriham, cheta prangana sangini vijayate, sarvendriyana kritim, no jane janito, kriya, Kriyadvir Amrita Krishneti Varna Dvija. These three lines. Amrita Krishneti Varna Dvija. So he's saying, he said, this, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna had produced, that when the holy name of the Lord is chanted, he said, is dancing in the tongue and the mouth. And when the holy name of the Lord enters in the holes of the ears, he said, we want millions and millions of ears. And when the holy name of the Lord dances in the courtyard of the heart, he said, it conquers all the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert. See, you see. So we have to be praying for taste for the holy name. At least, personally, that's what I want. I just want to have taste for the holy name. Because if I have taste for the holy name, then I will say, by Krishna's mercy, by Prabhupada's mercy, no fear, no about any situation, nothing about anything. And sometimes I even think, may correct me if I'm wrong, but I was thinking that it's so important, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, that there are many other devotional activities, but I was thinking, for example, you're a cook and you're cooking, or you're a puyari, or you're doing whatever other service. And for destiny, you know, you have to, like, let's say for destiny, I have to leave already this world. I'm laying down there, I'm distributing books. I'm not going to be able to distribute books. I'm not going to be able to be cooking, or I'm not going to be able to do in Puya, that was my service, let's say, for my whole career. But the holy name of the Lord can be there right there at the time that you're living. At the time that you're living, it can be there. In fact, it is said that any activity that we perform in Krishna consciousness has to be accompanied with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Otherwise, something is missing there. And we have seen when Ravindranath is doing his yagyas, the holy name has to be there. Suppose that all the yagyas that he's doing there are methodically and very technical. He does everything perfectly, but the chanting of the holy name is not there. It wouldn't be complete. So, again, the holy name of the Lord is so important. And I've been seeing more and more that devotees are becoming into chanting the holy name. Devotees coming from outside that we don't even see here so much. We go on Harinam and we see families coming and go, oh, this is so wonderful. And this process works very nice. Otherwise, we will be thinking that it's just, what is this? I'm not getting any taste. I give you a perfect example of something that I feel so happy today, because I see one devotee here. I don't want to put him in the spot. It's Bhakta Aurelio. Bhakta Aurelio is washing pots all the time. Very humble service there. And he gets some maintenance there. But I used to think, you know, Bhakta Aurelio is working there, and what's the difference between him working here or working in another place? No, big difference. He's working here for Krishna. And then I was thinking, he should be able to be chanting more Hare Krishna and to actually be more present here. And today I saw him and I was like, wow, this is so nice. So when you see a devotee that's making that step further to not just be a worker, you can make more money outside if you want to work. But we're here for Krishna. We want to give our life to Krishna. We want to be present in his darshans. We want to be present in his kirtans. And whenever the holy name of the Lord is being chanted, we should develop that taste that it doesn't matter who's chanting. You know, you just focus on the holy name. You might have the instruments. You might not. You can clap. We have to arrive at that stage in which, you know, your favorite singer is not there. Your favorite speaker in Bhagavatam is not there. Your favorite whoever is serving Krishna might not be there, but you have taste. So we have to pray for taste and be present so Krishna can reveal himself to us. Then we will be as fortunate as the Pandavas. And I think it's 2-3 minutes only. Maybe I can read something about one personality who was very, very much key in the Pandavas family, who perceived Krishna, who saw Krishna, who has some deep realization about Krishna. And this personality is none other than Mother Kunti Dev. Mother Kunti, this is the way she saw Krishna. Namashe purushantvadya nishwaram prakriti patan alakshyan sarva bhutanan antar bahiravastitan. Srimati Kunti Dev said, "O Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you, because you are the original personality and are unaffected by the qualities of the material world. You are existing both within and without everything, yet you are invisible to all. Mayayan nivakachanan anya doksayanavyayan nalakshase mudadriksha nato natyadaroyata." And in this one she says, "Being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of the luring energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized." So many beautiful. I wish I could, but there's not enough time. I just keep some. Nama Pankaya Navaya, Nama Pankaya Maline, Nama Pankaya Nitraya, Namaste Pankajangraje. My respectful obeisances are unto you, O Lord, whose abdomen is marked with a depression like a lotus flower, who are always decorated with garlands of lotus flowers, whose glance is as cool as the lotus, and whose feet are engraved with lotuses. And then, Chan Maisvarya Sutta Sri Vir Edamana Madapuman, Maivar Naivar Hatia Vidantumbai, Tuamakin Chanagocharan. My Lord, your Lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, higher education, and bodily beauty, cannot approach you with sincere feelings. Wow. This is incredible. So many beautiful verses. It says here, Tvayi me ananya visaya matir madupate sakrit ratin udvahatat ada gange bogamudambati. O Lord Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. We can go on and on, but this is the time. Thank you very much. If you have any question or you have some comment, please, you are welcome to do it. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Prabhu, for a very sweet class. You said something very beautiful. You said that when Krishna is dancing in the courtyard of our hearts, then our senses become inert. Can you explain?
The way I understand this is that in the conditional state, in our conditional state, the senses are always agitated to be looking for this pleasure or that pleasure or here or distracted. But in this particular case, when a person is in tune with Krishna, all the senses become just, you know, like calm. Pay attention. Right now is our Lord being worshipped or chanted. So that's the way I see it. Just like when Krishna plays his flute and all the animals there, the deers and everything, stop doing the calves, they're milking they're milking, how do you say, the otters or the cow, and they stop. Everything stops. Same, similarly, we are so agitated by so many things, but when you have the taste for the holy name, everything becomes just sweet and nice. The focus is Krishna. Yes?
Hare Krishna. In the translation, it says that his devotees... it says that Krishna is worshipped by silence. Could you explain what that means?
Yes. There are devotees like practicing like Mona Vrata. Prayena Deva Munayo. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, it says there are many saintly persons who go to the Himalayas and worship Krishna in silence. They're great personalities. They, great devotees. They also worship Krishna in that way. There are other personalities who worship Krishna, you know, in a different way. Like, they worship, but they want something for themselves too. But they worship Krishna too. Above all those is the bhakti yogis. They don't want anything. Anyavilasita sunyan jnanam karma dhanavritan anukulyena krishnano silanam bhakti uttama. Everything for Krishna. No material desires, no fruitive activities, no speculation. And silence, real silence, Prabhupada says, is chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. That's real silence. Because some people misunderstand that silence means, no, don't. One time I was talking to one person who said, shh, don't say. I said, what? He says, no. I said, what's your name? He said, I cannot say it. And who are you following? He was a Shivaist. But his understanding that is like silence. He couldn't pronounce because in his mind, he was so sacred. I said, no, if it's sacred, say it. If it's something is very sacred, say it loud so everyone can get the benefit. Anyway, silence. The real silence is Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada says that in one class that we, Amsas, eternal servants of Krishna, were part and parcel of him. So as a part and parcel of the Supreme, we're supposed to cooperate. So we have to become partners of Krishna. So what do the partners do of Krishna? They go and spread the glories of the holy name, distributing books, distributing prasadam, and at least being nice to other people and smile nicely so they can become attracted. And then we can tell them about Krishna. Don't be like morose. Be happy because Krishna is present. Krishna is there in the prasadam. Hare Krishna.